I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
C-104.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jenna.
Hey, Jenna, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I recently found out that my husband, he has a second phone that I never knew about.
Oh, boy. Okay. So what's it like being married to a drug dealer? No, I'm just kidding. So what is your husband's name?
It's Kevin.
Okay, so you found out he has a second phone?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, but yeah.
Did you see it somewhere, like in a dresser or something? The reason I'm asking is because I still have my old phone that I never use anymore in a closet right now.
So here's what happened. So in our house, we split our bills. I pay some, he pays some, and our phone plan has been, you know, one of the bills he pays for. So a couple months ago, I got a message that says you're approaching the end of the data for your cycle. And I'm like, okay, that's weird because that's never happened before. So I told Kevin and he's like, you know what? Maybe I was off Wi-Fi and I didn't know it. I'll be more careful. No big deal.
So you guys don't do the unlimited data thing then?
No, but we never had a problem.
Right.
So, yeah, so it wasn't like a thing. So anyway, the next month I get the same message, you know, you're nearing the end of your data. So I'm like, what's wrong here? Like, something's wrong. So I open my Verizon app, and it shows you all the lines in your plan who's using the data. So I see my phone, I see his phone, I see our iPad, and then I see this fourth phone that I've never seen before. So I show my husband, and he goes, actually, that looks like my old phone that I don't use anymore. And he's like, I'll just give Verizon a call and see what's up. Well, the thing about my husband, he always drags his feet on these things. I'm, like, normally the one who has to step in and call these people. So, you know, I just decided to call Verizon myself, and I tell them, you know, they're charging us for his old phone that he no longer uses. And then the Verizon guy is like, no, man, that phone line was just recently added a few months ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's not an old phone. It's a new phone.
Yeah, so now I'm sitting here wondering why my husband has a second phone that I don't know about.
Okay, well, let's not jump the gun on anything here. First of all, there's a few things this could be. Like, first of all, it could be a work phone that his company reimburses him for. It could be an old phone that maybe he had in a drawer, turned off, but somehow it turned on, and, like, now it's been roaming this whole time.
Or it could be his drug dealer phone that he uses for his secret second job that you don't know about.
I would say that is highly unlikely.
No. I mean, have you ever watched Breaking Bad?
Not the entire series, no.
Well, he had a second phone, and that is what he used it for.
Right, okay. So, now, is that what you're afraid of, then, Jenna? Is that what you're worried about, that your husband is Walter White, the meth dealer on the side?
No. I don't think he's, like, Walter White or any... I honestly, like, think it could be another woman.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's a possibility, too. If you think about it, what's the best way to hide the fact that you're on Tinder, Snapchat, or even getting texts from, like, a bunch of different people? You use a different phone.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Why don't we call your husband, Kevin? We'll pretend we're from Verizon. We'll tell him that somebody on his account has asked that we shut off this other line, and then we'll see what he says, okay?
Okay.
I'm not sure if we're going to find out what this other line is for, but maybe we'll be able to find out how important it is to him. Because, I mean, if we call him and he's like, oh, yeah, please cancel that line, then we have no problem, right? All right, Jenna, hang on for a sec, and then we'll call him when we come back next.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling for Kevin's please.
This is Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin. My name is Earl Simmons. I'm calling from Verizon. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So I was going over some contested charges on your account with us to make sure we haven't made any errors. I got an email from Jennifer, who is also on your account. Is that correct?
Yes, she's my wife.
Okay, great. So she had asked us to look into your data usage because apparently you've been getting those warnings from us about running out of data before your billing cycle ends. Have you been getting those?
Yeah, but I guess because there's another phone line on the plan now.
Right. So that's exactly what I was looking at. So I have your wife's phone on this plan, as well as your phone, an iPad. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, that sounds correct.
Okay. And so then I have a third phone line on your plan as well. And that's the phone line that your wife wanted me to remove from your plan. So I told her I can't add or remove anything from your plan without your permission, since the bill is in your name. So did you want me to go ahead and remove that third phone line like she asked me to, or keep it?
No, keep it, please.
Okay, sure, no problem. Now, if you don't mind me asking, is this other phone line like a business line or a personal line? The reason I ask is because you might qualify for a discount if it's a business line.
No, this is a personal line.
Personal, okay, gotcha. Now, the other thing your wife asked us to do was to do what's called an open privacy link. And what this does is it will share any phone call information or text messages that you receive on this third line with every line on your plan. So in other words, any texts or calls you might receive on this third line will also be sent right to your phone and your wife's as well. Now, this is something that we would also need your permission to do. So would you like us to go ahead and do that to your third line right now or no?
No. I don't approve that at all. Please do not set that up. No.
Okay, gotcha. So no sharing of messages then?
No, I'd like to keep that line private.
Okay.
Actually, thinking about it, is there any way I can keep that entire phone line private, like a way I can get a separate bill just for that phone?
So you don't want it on the same plan anymore?
No, if possible, I'd actually like it to be on a separate plan.
Yeah, sure, we can do that. You realize it's going to be a lot more expensive, though, right?
Yeah, but that's fine. I just want a separate plan and on a separate bill that only gets sent to me. If you could send it, like, over email to the email you have on file to me directly.
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, it must be a pretty important phone line, I'm assuming. What exactly are you using for? You got like a direct line to the president or something?
No, I'm just using it to call and text people.
Okay.
And outside of that information, the rest is nobody's business.
Well, I certainly think it's my business. Would you like to explain to me why you need a private phone, please, Kevin? Kevin? Could you please explain to me why you need a private phone?
Wait, hang on a sec. Wait, what the hell are you doing on the phone right now?
Kevin, this isn't actually Verizon. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Jenna called this because she's trying to figure out why you have this secret other phone.
Wait, what? No, I don't have a secret phone. It's an old phone. I don't even use it anymore. They screwed up and left it on my account.
No, that's a lie. I called them and I asked them, and they say the line was just added like a couple of months ago.
So is there a reason for this other phone line there, Kev? I mean,
yeah, there's a reason. None of your f***ing business. That's my reason for it.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's a good reason, I guess. So, Jenna, Kevin just hung up there. And also, you would think somebody who has two different phones would have better phone etiquette, too.
I just can't believe this is happening. Like, I don't know what to do.
My advice is, I mean, now that you know for sure there's another phone, ask him if you could see it. And if he tells you that you can't see it or that's not real, then just tell him he can sleep in the garage until he feels like telling you the truth.
I got two